This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Police are investigating two shooting incidents at an Alinda Court home in Mount Gambier. At around 20 to 12 on Monday morning, a man was standing in his front yard when two people drove past in a Holden sedan. The passenger allegedly produced a handgun and fired shots at the man before the car drove off. It follows an incident at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday the 23rd, where damage was found to the back window of a car parked in the driveway, which police believe was caused by a gunshot. The City of Mount Gambier will be undertaking some works at the Bookmark Cafe to freshen it up. Council says it doesn't meet contemporary standards, as it's been a decade since any major works at the cafe have been undertaken when it first opened. CEO Andrew Meddle says compliance issues that must be improved under the code include new hand wash facilities, placing cooking equipment under a suitable extraction system, and creating a bigger area for dishwashing and sanitising.
So we're going to be investing a little bit of money there over the next few months to bring that up to a more modern standard, and hopefully your listeners will enjoy having a food or drink in a cafe when that's complete.
The lineup for the 2020 Swinging with the Stars event has been announced. The eight contenders include Narracourt sports star Holly Hannaford, Kingston PE and maths teacher Bryce Smith, and Grant High School teacher Becky Houston. Another is Balnaves Cellador manager Laura Price, who will begin her fundraising efforts in early March.
It's obviously completely way out of my comfort zone. And I said to my parents about it, and my dad's actually the local officer here, and he said, why don't you do like a police ball? Like, it's so different. So I kind of thought about it for a bit and thought, why not? So here we are organising it, and it's actually happening on the 14th of March.
Nominations have opened for the 2020 Resilient Australia Awards to award community members who show initiative in helping create a more disaster-resilient Australia. The awards are in their 21st year, open to individuals, non-for-profits, small and large businesses, research bodies and emergency service agencies. Queenslander Darren Keynes claimed the SA Super Sedan's title at the Borderline Speedway. He started in pole position and held on in the 30-lap feature race, crossing the line ahead of Tasmanian Callum Harper and Panola's own Dave Gartner.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.